I grabbed the chance between interviews to revisit my old house, hidden in a village on the west coast of the island. Little had changed. Doves still called softly from the dusty fronds of date palms. This was Bahrain as I remembered it in the early 90s, tranquil and untroubled, a place where I could wander over to a neighbor's house, sit on his carpet outdoors, and chat in Arabic as the heat of the day subsided and the sunset call to prayer went out across the palm groves. Nothing would stir, save perhaps for the rustle of a mongoose in the undergrowth. Now, that Bahrain was there before my eyes, and yet somehow, given all that has happened here, I felt if I reached out to touch it, it would vanish. The Bahrain I had known wasn't there.